From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry will also hold discussions with regional and international partners October 16th in London. Britain has warned that Russia faces becoming a pariah state for its bombing campaign in support of Syrian government forces. Henry Ridgewell reports.
In an emergency parliamentary debate Tuesday, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Russia was becoming a pariah nation.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes in the face of international contempt for what is happening in Syria.
Lawmakers repeatedly called for Britain to help enforce a no-fly zone to protect civilians. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charge that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. An explosion in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state, Wednesday killed at least 7 people and wounded 15. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The explosion occurred as a taxi approached a gas station. This is VOA News.